Hey there, neighbor. How's it going? Oh, you poor thing. I've noticed you coming home late on the regular for like a month now. You must be so exhausted. Oh, don't worry, baby. I'm here for you. For starters, I brought you dinner. Yes, I wasn't just holding it for fun. I made this for you. It's your favorite. At least, I'm pretty sure it's your favorite dish. My memory isn't the greatest thing in the world. Oh, nonsense. I know I didn't have to do this for you, but I've been noticing you've been ordering in a lot more lately, and, well, you just deserve a nice home-cooked meal, and I know it. Oh, it can be extremely hard to motivate yourself or muster the energy to cook for yourself after such a long day. Oh, no need. You don't have to repay me, sweetie. You are the nicest neighbor ever. Honestly, you warm up my day whenever I get the chance to talk to you. Or even if I just hear your amazing laugh through the wall. Although, if you wanted to pay me back, then maybe I could stay and have dinner with you. I cooked plenty. But, if it would be too tiring to have to socialize and all that, then I understand, and I can leave you alone to enjoy it. Whatever is best for you. Oh, amazing. I'm glad. I've been wanting to get to know you a little better. No. Don't you dare, mister. You take a seat and relax. I'll fetch the plates and cutlery. Alrighty, here we go. And let's get this napkin in your collar. We wouldn't want you staining your uniform, now would we? Now, let's dish you up a generous serving. Just tell me when to stop, okay? There we go. Nice big serving for my fantastic neighbor. Here you go, sweetheart. Go ahead and dig in. Ah, you must be starving. And don't be afraid to ask for seconds. There's plenty here. So, how is it? Did I cook it right? Oh, I'm glad. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos to make sure I did your favorite dish justice. I wanted to make it extra special for you. Oh, stop you. I'm not the best cook ever. Maybe top 10, but certainly not the best. Though, thank you. That means a lot coming from a handsome guy like yourself. Would you like something to drink? How was that, baby? Did you enjoy it? I suppose that groan is a yes enough. I think someone stuffed their belly full. Such a flattering compliment from someone who enjoys cooking as much as I. Oh, here. Don't fall over now. Let me take you over to the couch, sweetie. You are such a sweetheart, you know that? You sit down right there. Just relax and enjoy your time away from work. In fact, I think I can help you relax even more. Would you like that? Oh, I have many strategies to help good boys like you relax. They vary in intensity, but I think what you need right now is a good old neck and shoulder massage. Yes, just like this. God, your muscles are just so tight and knotty. I think you desperately needed a good massage, sweetie. All these long hours at work are really starting to take a toll on you. I don't want to force you to talk about work while you're at home trying to rest. But I have to ask, why are you suddenly working such late hours? All this overtime? I mean, it's clearly not doing you any good. Your bosses keep piling work on you. That's not fair. Why don't you tell them no? No, baby, you shouldn't feel shy or bad about cutting down on hours. We can only ever give so much of ourselves, and you need more time after work to enjoy yourself and wind down. Coming home to order junk food and pass out before waking up early for work the next day is... it's just no way to live. I think you need to tell your bosses that you're cutting back. It's the healthy choice. And if they give you any problems at all, you give me a call. I'll come right over there and give them a good talking to. Oh, honey. I know I'm very sweet and kind to a cute sweetheart like yourself. But I can't keep count of the amount of bullies or inconsiderate jerks I've brought to tears for thinking they could get away with being cruel to someone. Trust me, there's a lot of bite to my bark. A lot of bite. You know what? I think you deserve to be pampered with more than just a massage tonight. That's right, baby. Move over for me. Let me sit next to you. Now, I can take much better care of you. Come here, baby.